Blog Talk Radio.
It's time for the Bobby Eaton Show, giving you information you want to know and music for your soul. It's the Bobby Eaton Show.
Hello, everybody. Hey, welcome to the Bobby Eaton Show around the globe. And boy, we have a show going on today. We're going to be down at the Jazz Hall of Fame here in Tulsa, Oklahoma. And I've got Ramal, the hometown. He's going to be sitting in. Hey. How we doing, man?
Doing well. How are you, Bobby?
Pretty good, man. Good. We're looking forward to going down there to the Jazz Hall of Fame and sitting with Reverend Al Sharpton and Benjamin Crump and Tiffany Crutcher. All of them are going to be down there. So we're going to be doing a live remote broadcast from down there at the Jazz Hall of Fame here in Tulsa.
Wow.
And it should be interesting, man.
Yeah, the buzz is really growing here in Tulsa about what's happening. So.
Yeah, it's that Terrence Crutcher, Betty Shelby jury selection that's been taking place.
Mm-hmm.
And, I went to one on Monday.
Yeah.
I went to one on Monday, and I was kind of disappointed from what I saw.
Why?
Yeah, well, there were about 40 jurors for selection, and only 3 African American females.
Wow.
And no African American males.
Wow.
And kind of like the odds were like, it was looking kind of lopsided.
Yeah.
Black Lives Matter was there too as well.
Oh wow.
And they made them turn their shirts inside out.
Really?
Yeah, they couldn't come in the courtroom with the with those shirts on like that. So the judge says no influence or anything like that taking place. But the good thing about it, I got a chance to network with a lot of the newscasters that were there here locally in Tulsa.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Lori Fulbright, Ashley Lincoln, J.J. Burton, and then all of the news people around. And that was a great thing. And matter of fact, tomorrow, I think Fox 23 is going to come and be in here tomorrow.
Yes.
Now, Fox 23 was here today, and they interviewed me and my pops here in reference to the Moton Health, the Moton Hospital that's being renovated, you know. And my applause hands go out to Michael Smith.
Mm-hmm.
It got approved.
Yeah. Wow. That's great. That's great.
It got approved,
that's
man.
That's great.
You know, I'm going to contact Michael, talk to him for a little bit, and I'm just so happy that he got his program approved and he can go to work.
That's good.
He's been wanting to do it, you know.
Yeah.
So they're going to renovate the hospital and they're going to tear down the other 2 buildings adjacent to the hospital.
Oh, wow.
You know, where the x-ray department used to be. My mother used to work at that x-ray department.
Really?
20 years right there,
man.
Yeah, in that x-ray department. But I hate to see it go, but they're going to wipe it out for other reasons.
Yeah.
And Michael's down in Houston, Texas.
Mm.
He's a native Tulsan, for those of you who don't know.
Mm-hmm.
And he's doing great works here in his hometown of Tulsa, Oklahoma. So let's get behind him. Let's support him. Let's do whatever we can to make sure that renovation of that historical hospital takes place.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So I'm looking forward to it, man.
Me too, man.
I'm looking forward to that one.
So excited about that. I'm looking for the renovations, like the whole description of what all they're going to have there, the stores, and just the whole vision of what's going to be there.
Man.
So I'm excited to see that.
Yeah, much needed, man.
Yes.
And it's in prime location, too.
Yes.
You know, I was born in that hospital. So.
You were.
Man, I was, man, right there. My mother had me right in that hospital.
Wow. So they did it all at that hospital then. They,
you know, that hospital was a pillar to health care in our community.
Huh.
I mean, all the doctors were there back in the days. Birth took place there. I mean, it was hospital beds, everything right up in that hospital.
Interesting.
Yeah, you're right, right. Right in our community. You know, and that's where you went, Moton.
Yeah.
Go to Moton.
Yeah.
Everybody, I'm over going over to Moton.
Going to Moton.
Man, you break a leg, go to Moton.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Whatever.
Yeah.
You're pregnant, go to Moton.
Go to Moton.
Yeah, that's where it used to be, which was a really great thing. Well, hey, today we're talking about the Terrence Crutcher, Betty Shelby jury trial selection, and also the prayer vigil that's going on down at the Jazz Hall of Fame, downtown Tulsa. You're right by City Hall right there.
Right.
We're going to be taking off going down there. And myself and Sansa will be down there. You're going to be in the driver's seat right here.
Yeah. I'll be here and just looking out for you guys and just, you know, seeing who you guys meet today and just learning a little bit more about, you know, the vigil that's going on.
Oh, yeah. So it should be interesting.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I was up there on the corner right there in front of Taco Bell a little bit earlier with OJ and Cleo.
Yeah, Cleo
and OJ. Yeah. Brothers out there in the community doing things, you know. They're feeding the homeless, and they're giving scripture and word and telling a lot of truths out there. So I like to commend them and give them a shout out out there. Some brothers out there every day on the streets. You know,
consistently.
Boy, they're so consistent. It's like a job for them.
Yeah.
They're out there, you know. So go by there and support those brothers.
Yeah.
You know, we got to start spending our money with us.
Yes.
You know, and those brothers have a variety of different T-shirts, and they manufacture T-shirts as well. So if you have a if you have a class reunion or you have some type of something that you like to do, they'll do the T-shirts for you.
My mind is expanding, man. Yeah. Thank you so much for teaching me about that.
Yeah. Man, great. Now, hey, Ramal, now tomorrow's show.
Yeah.
Tomorrow's show is the Juice, right?
Yes.
Juice Radio Show every Thursday night, 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. All you need to do is dial that number, 646-716-5525. Press that one button. Tell your family and tell your friends. Now, Ramal, tomorrow's show is going to be interesting.
Yes, it is going to be interesting. So we have Mother's Day is coming up real soon on the Sunday, and so we invited the mothers of all of the Juice Radio Show, the personalities, and so we get to meet the mothers. We get to hear the embarrassing stories of them being a child, being burped, and all of that, fun stuff.
Yeah, fun stuff, huh?
So it's going to be an exciting show, and we get to honor mothers, and I think that's something that's missing in our community is getting the opportunity to honor your mother. Right, so. Right.
Well, I love my mother.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Sometimes I'm hard-headed and, say a couple of things, but at the same time, man, my mother's my biggest fan.
Yeah.
Man. She's my biggest fan.
Wow.
I have no fan, I think, larger than my mother. She listens to every show.
Wow.
She supports me in all my musical endeavors.
Yeah.
She's always been there, and I can always reach out to her and talk and share things with her. So, hey, Mom, I know you listen and love you.
Yeah.
You know, that's what I want to say.
You have an awesome mom, man. Yeah. She's been very supportive of you and, your brothers and sisters.
Right.
Man, and that's very, rare. And some parents telling you just to go out, go ahead and spread your wings, that's very rare, man. And so you have a great mother to just kick you out of that nest and let go.
Yeah, right. When I think about some of the things we've encountered, for example, I'm going to share a little story with you. I was playing with Natalie Cole, right? And we were out in California playing at the Universal Amphitheater. It's well-known Hollywood, the whole thing. And it was Natalie's birthday, I believe. And everybody showed up, man. Stevie Wonder backstage, I think, and Peebo Bryson and Muhammad Ali. Yeah, all these people, man, back there for that celebration. Ike Turner, you name them.
Yeah.
They're backstage. And after the show, Natalie had her dinner, birthday dinner. And, at the birthday dinner, man, it was me and my mother. It was a round table there. And it was Stevie Wonder, me, my mother, Natalie Cole. I think the drummer was there. His name was Ted Sparks. My aunt was there, and we was all sitting there eating prime rib and having a great time.
Yeah.
So those memories, you can't just throw those away. It happened.
Right.
You know what I mean? So,
right.
And I got pictures of Peebo kissing my mother on the cheek.
Wow.
And, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Things like that. We had
special
great
moments.
Those were special moments and good times in my life and in hers as well.
Yeah.
And, Mother's Day is coming up, and I kind of think back on those times, and I'm blessed to still have my mother.
Yes, that's all just about the same. For you to still have your mother here on earth.
At my age?
Exactly.
I'm not going to tell you.
He's young.
Right.
But for you to have your mother at this age and for her to be with a sharp mind, able body and still supportive and in your corner today, man, it has to be a huge blessing for you.
It is.
Yeah.
A lot of great stories, a lot of great things. She still supports me. All my family don't always support you what you do.
That's true.
I got family members who ain't never listened to this show.
Right.
You know what I mean? Don't never listen. They don't tune in. They don't call. They don't do anything.
Yeah.
At least she's listening.
Yeah.
Now, she might not call in and say nothing.
Yeah, but she's
going to be listening. Santa Ray's mother do the same thing.
Really?
Oh, yeah. She be listening, too.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, her mother be listening all the time. So our parents support us on what we do. So that's good that they do that. You
yeah.
know?
But yeah.
Yeah, man.
Absolutely.
But I'm excited about the Juice Radio Show, man.
Sure.
And what you've done, I want to thank you, my brother, publicly, and let all of our listeners know, man, that, hey, man, you've come in here and you've taken them to another level.
You know,
Get It Indie,
yeah.
Double M,
yeah.
J Boogie, you know what I mean? Willie Will,
yep.
You know what I mean?
Yep.
And Robin Thicke,
uh-huh.
You know what I mean? And
yep.
Man, they all to another level, man.
Absolutely.
I mean, I'm like, ooh, man, I can pull back now. Ramal, the hometown heat, just jump in there
yeah.
and go for it.
Well, let me publicly say thank you. And, man, it's an honor to, you know, serve the vision and to be able to hear you and your vision and what you have for some of these students, man. The thing is, all of these students, man, they have great personalities, coachable.
Yeah,
coachable,
yeah.
That's
big
one.
Big time coachable.
Yeah.
Huh? Yeah,
right. And that's a big thing, man. So I can really see for all of our listeners listening now, you definitely want to check out the show. We have some great students. It's a way to cross promote. You know, you guys are big fans of Bobby, but we want you to listen to our show and check us out, man. But we're doing some great things with the Juice Radio Show, and we have some amazing guests. I mean, some very interesting people.
Oh, man,
people.
You guys got guests. Every show, every time
yeah.
I look up, man, y'all got somebody
yeah.
coming through those doors,
right,
man.
Right.
I'm like, every week.
Right.
I'm like, man, who is this, man? Oh, man, all these people, man. And that's great because they get a chance to get exposed.
Right.
Get a chance to come in here and see what we got going on.
Right.
And
right.
It's just a win-win situation.
Right. We've had the range of so many people. We had a chiropractor come in yesterday. I mean,
yeah.
Last Thursday.
Right.
Our audiologist. And
he came in and put his table down.
Yeah.
And, hey, broke me down.
Right.
I'm like, oh, you know, crazy.
Yeah. So we've had some fun and interesting people here, and there's more people to discover here in Tulsa.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just an interesting show. So for all of Bobby's loyal listeners, make sure you check out the Juice Radio Show. And
that's right.
We're just a part of the same team.
That's right. You know, and it's such a great thing, you know. So, and I want to continue on. You know, we're going to make this thing really work, man.
Yeah.
You know, really work, you know. So we want you to do this. So, hey, we're going to take a break, and we'll be right back. Stick around. Driver's seat, we got Mr. Ramal, the hometown heat.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
What's going on, bro?
Oh, man, just excited about today. Excited to hear what's going on, where you're headed to.
Yeah, I'm going to be heading out of here in just a little bit.
Yeah.
Going down to the Jazz Hall of Fame downtown.
Yes.
And
yes.
We're going to be looking at the community and listening to the community.
Yeah.
And Al Sharpton, Benjamin Crump, Tiffany Crutcher, you know. And Ethan Thomas will be down there, and they'll be sharing their views. And I think they're going to have some prayer services going on, praying for the community.
Yeah.
And we don't know what's going to happen, you know, with this trial and stuff that we have right now.
Yeah.
And anything can take place.
Yeah, absolutely. I think our prayer is that, one, you know, now that it's already happened, they already chose all of the jurors for the trial. And I think that they have started to
Did they finally – shoot all of them?
Yes,
now?
Yes. They chose.
They got, so they went through the process.
Yep, yep. And so now they, I think they went into just interviewing or you know, sitting down with some people and talking and hearing their side of the story. So
right. It's going to be interesting, you know, and you guys keep up with it. and encourage you and encourage everybody to stay positive.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we want some positive. And if you just got to tear up some stuff, just don't be coming up tearing up the North.
right.
You know what I mean? Don't go up there
stuff.
And, you know, bombing Sweet Lisa's and tropical smoothies and tear that up. Go outside. Go go down to the Blue Dome District or something. You know what I mean? You just got to tear up something.
Just go on down to another part of town.
Yeah, right. Another part of town.
You know? And I think that Tulsa, I think that we are close enough and that we have a voice enough to where our community, and this is just me assuming, but I really think that we are more of a community of a little bit more class and a little bit more of a voice in our community, because some of the older guys have some voices with some of these younger guys in the community, you know. And I don't think that we will allow anybody to come from another city and come in and tear up our stuff either.
That's
happened a lot.
Yeah, it has. You know, like up in Ferguson.
Yeah.
I think people were coming from outside Ferguson and boom, 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 and all that kind of stuff, tearing up the city and all that kind of stuff was going on. So,
And that's just my opinion. But I really think that, you know, we as men, you know, in our community, as we know, you know, we will stand up, you know, for certain things. So that's just my hope and belief. So,
Well, it should be good. It should be interesting, you know. Just gotta see.
Yeah,
you know,
gotta
see what's gonna happen.
Gotta
I'm like, please, my young brothers.
Yeah,
you know,
right.
Young blood.
Right.
Don't tear. Don't burn up my house.
Yeah, exactly.
You know what I mean? Right.
Exactly. What we don't want to happen. So.
Right. Exactly. We don't want that to happen in our community.
Right.
Right. Exactly. That's what's going on. Great. So we don't want that to happen. So hey. Ramal, I'm going to turn it over to you.
Okay.
And I'm going to let you go.
I would let us head on down to...
my buddy knocking over books and stuff. He's bumping in. Blah, 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 come in. Blue. You know what I mean? All right, man. I'm going to let you have
soldier.
It, man, until, hey, you know what I mean? Soldier.
Yes.
All right. Until the next time, okay?
All right. Well,
I'll see you down at hear back from me when we get down to Jazz Hall of Fame, okay?
Absolutely.
All right.
Absolutely.
All right. Okay.
Yeah,
great.
Man. All right, so as you guys know, we have so much to talk about and so much to do here within Tulsa. So we have more music on the way. We'll hear from Bobby Eaton and Science of Ray also. So make sure you guys keep it locked right here. This is the OJs. Give the people what they want. We want justice. That's what we want. That's what we are fighting for, is justice in our community. This is the Bobby Eaton Show.
Well, I done been all over the world, and everybody feels the same. It's a unanimous decision. I said we're ready for change. We want the truth, and no more lies. We want freedom, justice, and equality. I want it for you, but I want it for me. Give it up, give it up, what they want.
This is the Bobby Eaton Show. Right there is the OJs. Give the people what they want. And this is Ramal, the hometown. He's sitting in for Bobby Eaton while he heads down to the Jazz Hall of Fame. And I tell you, man, it is something amazing. It is all over the news right now here in Tulsa, Oklahoma, of what is going on. And of course, you make sure that you guys keep your ears and eyes locked to see what's going on here in Tulsa, because it's a big buzz here in Tulsa, and what, you know, everybody is talking about. We've seen signs on the side of highways, speaking of, you know, what is going on within the community with Betty Shelby, and the fact that some people are speaking against what Terrence Crutcher has, you know, his death and the things that have went on within the community, and they are trying to justify the fact that he was killed within in the community by an officer. And so many people are trying to justify what was going on and some other things like that. So there's so much that, you know, we are fighting for, so much that we are trying to understand in our community. And I think this is a true indicator for justice within our community. And so we're hoping that we can get the justice that is due to us within our community. And we're really looking and fighting for that within our community. So make sure you give us a call at 646-716-5525 and press 1 to go live. And, of course, for all of our listeners, we thank you for listening on blogtalkradio.com/WFunk. And we're just so grateful to have this opportunity to have dialogue and conversation about the jury selection and what's going on. The African-American, I think Bobby said there were only three African-American women in the lineup. And, of course, the Black Lives Matter movement was there. And they actually told them to remove their shirts or turn them inside out in the courtroom. And the court is interviewing, they already interviewed 70 jurors and will only select 12 of them. And so now they are selected, and now they're going into the focus of, you know, interviewing most of the people or actually working with them and talking to them. And so it is right now a very interesting time. And from what I've seen and what I've heard, is that the room is full. The courtroom is just full. It's packed to the max. And it's a standing room only. They do have an area where, you know, you have all of the media up front. They have Betty Shelby's family. They also have Terrence Crutcher's family in there. And it's an amazing thing. And so it's very exciting to see that our community is really working together to see how we can work and communicate, you know, this justice. And I think that's what everybody wants to see in this community. And for you to be listening at this time, it is very important for you to walk with us through this process of people getting to know if we will receive justice. You know, we've seen this happen in California. You know, you've seen the O.J. Simpson trials, and you've seen a whole bunch of other things that have went on within the community, and the fact that some didn't feel that they got justice. You know, this is our opportunity to find and see if we get justice for this particular, you know, murder that happened. And it's going to be an exciting time, man. So make sure you give us a call once again, 646-716-5525, and press 1 to go live. And we just appreciate all of our people that are listening online at www.blogtalkradio.com/WFunk. And if there's any songs that you want to hear, make sure you give us a call. We definitely want to play all of your music, everything that you love to hear. We definitely wanted to hear it, all right? So we got more music right here. This is Victor Wooten, and we're going to hear from Bobby Eaton and Sansa Ray very soon to find out what's going on at the Jazz Hall of Fame. So keep it locked right here, all right? This is the Bobby Eaton Show.
Welcome back
back to the Bobby Eaton Show right there on those amazing guitars. That is Victor Wooten. It's called Slow Groove. And, man, it is such a calming song altogether. So we definitely love some Victor Wooten around here. And, of course, Bobby Eaton is not here at this time. He is out at the Jazz Hall of Fame. Now, today, I don't know if you knew this, but we have Reverend Al Sharpton. He's in town for the day, and it is a visual, actually supporting those that who are standing for and with Terrence Crutcher and his family. And, of course, it's a prayer vigil. We also have Eton Thomas, Dr. Benjamin Crump, and also Dr. Tiffany Crutcher is going to be there. And so we have many people that are speaking on the subject of justice and injustice. And we're just standing together to stand in prayer. Now, of course, I don't know if you know who this is, but my name is Ramal, the hometown heat, never to be beat. And of course, I'm always pleat. Man, just know that we are sharp around here and we are having a great time. Just you joining in with us on the show tonight, and we are so very grateful for having you here. Of course, you know that I can never be mistreated or receded. And of course, man, I just want to stay all the way greeted. All right, I'm just trying to my rhymes here, so I don't know if I'm getting it together the proper way, but we trying around here. All right. And of course, you can give us a call if you would like to tonight, and we can talk a lot about the Jory Crutcher situation that happened. You can give us a call at 646-716-5525. In the meantime, we do have some music right here for you. This is my girl, Dana Lynn, and the name of the song is called The Call, and it's the Action Oriented Society. All right. So make sure you keep it locked right here. We are the Bobby Eaton Show.
We give them what they want, they give us what we need. But no point in it, because we're all guilty of greed. We drive bigger cars, so pretentiously strut. With bigger diamonds, bigger clothes, for a bigger butt. Insatiable of satisfaction, nothing is enough to move us to action. With these problems, are too much of a da 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 da
is the Bobby Eaton Show, and right there is Dana Lynn. It's called, the name of her album is The Call, and the name of that song was Action Oriented Society. I don't know if you see the theme that, we're trying to keep around here, but we're definitely trying to keep the theme of justice, and songs of justice, songs of us coming to a stance within our community and saying that we demand to have a certain life, a certain way of living, man. And we're just so grateful for that, to be able to have that voice here in America. Now, I don't know if you knew this, but we do have an amazing young lady joining our team here with the Bobby Eaton music group. We have Vanessa Hall Harper from District 1, and the name of our show that we are beginning here is the District 1 You Need to Know. All right, with Vanessa Hall Harper. It's coming soon here to the Bobby Eaton Show and also to The Juice. And it is something that is phenomenal. I think that people will make sure that you guys are always on cue and always know what is going on within our community. And that's something that we wanted to provide for you as a service in our community, to know what's going on more than just the parties and what new costume contest or what speed dating event is going on. We wanted to keep you informed. And I think that's something that's missing here in the community. And the fact that we can continue to educate and update everybody within our community to find out what's going on. So that's something that we definitely want to do, and we always want to keep you abreast of everything that's going on within our community. So make sure you always log in to www.blogtalkradio.com/WFUNK. All right. And that's how you can always stay updated with us. And so we wanted to talk a little bit about the injustice that you, the listener, may not have heard, or the things that are going on within our community. And so recently there was a time where we had a protest, and protesting yesterday, there was a protesting going on at the Greenwood District, the Greenwood Chamber. And I've come to understand a little bit more about what the Greenwood Chamber is going on. There are a few people that are on the Greenwood Chamber that the board members have invited onto the board, and was unable to select or choose people from our own community that could potentially help us. But instead, there were more people that have came from another part of the community to assist us, you know. And there were some members of the Greenwood Chamber that did not agree with them in doing that. And so there was a protest. You know, there was some people standing against what the Greenwood Chamber was trying to do. And from the outside looking in, you would be like, oh, man, this is something that we don't need. But from the inside looking out, this is something that we definitely need. And that's what I'm coming to understand, that protesting is a great thing. Protesting within all of our communities is such a great thing. And I've come to learn that's something that Moses even did. You know, he protested against Pharaoh and what he stood for, and he stood up for a community that did not agree with him. And this is something that really hurt a lot of our people in his community at that time. There was degradation going on. There were people passing away at a young age. There were people that didn't have the certain things within that community, and it really hurt them very bad. So that's the same thing that's kind of going on within our community here in Tulsa. There's a protest. I was just listening to online. I was listening to it was XM Radio, and they were actually talking about Greenwood. They were talking about the place here where we are supposed to be thriving. And they came to the consensus that we are still, you know, not where we need to be. And that was because of some things that have went on, you know, behind the scenes, as far as with financing and with money and certain people having a certain agenda within our community. And that still today is hurting us very deeply. So we can talk more about that. So give us a call back. Give us a call. I mean, all together, give us a call at 646-716-5525. And sticking with the theme of justice, love, peace, humanity songs right here, It's Ninke, and this song is Africa. All right? So keep it locked right here. This is the Bobby Eaton Show, and this is Ramon filling in for Bobby Eaton. We'll be hearing from Bobby Eaton and his crew coming up real soon, and it'll be next.
Pushing the blame on our colonial fathers. You say they came and they took all we had possessed. They have to take the abuse and they, of course, the present state within children is to be used. Use our goodness and nourishment in the name of missionary. They saved us, misplaced us, standing outside and us, and they replaced us. Now we got to learn from pain. Now it's up to us to gain some recognition. If we stop blaming, we could get a better condition. Wake up, world. Wake up, world. Wake up and stop sleeping. Why do we want to remain where we start begging? And how long do you want to stop yourself from thinking? We should learn from experience that what we got here for is existing. But now it is time to use the same matrix to suppress our own brother. This time it sounds same body chasing and biting us. Knowledge and selfishness that they gave to us. This is what we use for good to abuse on us. Wake up, world.
Bobby Eaton Show, giving you information you want to know and music for your soul. It's the Bobby Eaton Show.
unknown cast aside. I'd love to see their face. Can we spare the light? Are we afraid to see them, prisoners of history? These beautiful minds trapped inside. Bring them back to life. Let them shine. Let them shine on. Let them shine. Let them shine on.
Yes, that is John Legend, and that is Shine On right there. And, of course, we have Bobby Eaton out in the community. Bobby Eaton, what's going on out there at the Jazz Hall of Fame?
Great. Hey, Ramal here. I'm here at the Jazz Hall of Fame, and I just got through having an interesting conversation with Terrence Crutcher's twin, Tiffany Crutcher. And, man, hey, it's a lot of people here. We got people coming out. And right here, man, I have, hey, man, Jamal Dyer's right here, and I'm going to let you talk to him, okay?
All
great,
right.
Great, great. Yeah, all right, right. Hey, Jamal, how we doing, man? Hey, we're doing fine. So, hey, man, you're on the air right now, and you just happened to run into it. What do you think about this event that's taking place,
man? Tonight I'm hoping that we can show a collaborative effort amongst generations, amongst race, amongst classes, to say that we want justice to prevail in the city of Tulsa. We want to show that Tulsa is different from the other cities where these things are actually occurring.
Great, great, great. So I know that we have Reverend Al Sharpton here tonight, and we also have Ms. Finney Crutcher here tonight. And speakers, this is a unification of the community coming together in prayer.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean, right?
Absolutely. You know, the Crutcher family is a very spiritual family. They have deep roots in their religious beliefs, and instead of dealing with this in other ways, they've chosen to deal with this through prayer. And prayer is a language where they are able to get their grievances out and hope for a better and brighter day. And so to unify this city through prayer.
Great, man. Well, hey, man, I'm glad you could voice your opinion and stuff like that. Glad to have you, man. And hopefully we'll get you on the show pretty soon on a couple of those, okay?
Thank you so much.
Great.
For having me.
All right. Thank you, there, sir.
All right.
All right, Ramal, there you have it.
Yes, sir. Absolutely.
And,
what is it looking
great.
Like then?
I'm here at the Jazz Hall of Fame. And to all of our listeners all over the continent, and I'm running into various different people, you know, let me see who I can pull up right here. It's kind of crowded up in here, you know. So, hey, I got a good friend of mine that that you guys might want to talk to. Yeah. Well, hold on. I'm going to move away from that one right there. I just got off Jamal Dyer. He was just, you know, from Dyer Funeral Homes, and he's active in the community. And I just, you know, he's a great guy. And that boy can sing, too, you know, so you can really love him. Yeah, man. So that's what's going on right there. What's going on up in the studio right now?
Oh, man, so we are just continuing to talk about the justice and what's going on with the Terrence Crutcher and Betty Shelby jury selection. And just focusing on music that is more focused on justice. So that's what's going on here.
Well, great, man. Hey, I got another guy right here that likes to view his opinions and talk about it a little bit. Tell us your name,
yes,
here, sir.
My name is Wesley Brown Jr., and I've just met you a couple of weeks ago about a matter. And let's say Black Lives Matter, but so does property on my property.
Right.
My son and I, Leslie D. Brown III, have had a problem with the civil judicial system.
Okay.
This is not the criminal judicial system here in Tulsa County.
Right.
Dealing
with the
miscarriage of justice from a stolen automobile that my son
mm-hmm.
And the judges, all the judges involved, they sit here. You black folks, you don't have a land, you don't care, we're going to rip y'all off. So I just wanted to have some time.
Right.
To talk
so we'll come into the studio and we'll talk about that and sit down and talk about this issue that you have right here as far as a stolen property, okay?
I appreciate you.
Great, great, great. All right. Great, great, great. That's good right here. Also, Also, I'm out here, and I've got Shamika, and I've got Miss Sansa. Hey, Sansa, say hello to Ramon.
Hey, Ramon, what's going on? We're here, and it looks like it's going to be a packed house. Weather is nice. It's a little breeze. We're outside right now. It's a little cloudy out here, but we hope that we're going to people will just keep on coming for this very important, very good, very just cause. Reverend Al Sharpton is here. Of course, the Crutcher family is here, and they just did an interview. I did post it on my Facebook page, so if you want to see from the time Reverend Al got out and did a little press release conference-type deal on the steps of the Jazz Depot, please just go to my Facebook, Sansa Hill Robbins. But it's good to be here with Bobby, or for the Bobby Eaton Show. Ramal, I know you're holding everything down. We'll be checking in with you.
Right.
Absolutely. It's good to hear from you guys, man. It's so
great. Crowd is nice. All right. Yes. Hey, Mika's right here.
Hey, Mika.
Hey, Ramal, how you doing?
Good. How are you? You doing all right?
Doing all right. We're out here. We're taking a stand for, we want justice for Crutcher. Of course, Rev Sharpton is here. For a great cause, we're all in solidarity. We're standing for the same thing. We all want the same thing, and we just hope that we get what we came here for. So we're raising awareness of the Crutcher case and the trial that's going on with Betty Shelby, and hopefully to bring the community together and they can, you know, see the light we're looking for.
Absolutely.
Great. Well, Aiden coming right here. And I'd like to interview right quick. We're on the radio right now, and as we speak right here, what do you think about all of this?
I think it was a tragedy.
A tragedy?
Yeah.
In what way?
Because of what happened, Shelby was totally in the wrong.
Totally in the wrong.
Yeah.
What's your name?
Tracy Smith.
Tracy Smith. Great. Now, I feel about the same way you feel right there. You know, this is a radio station, and we're broadcasting live. You know, you can do it on your phone nowadays, folks. That's what it is. And Ramon, how are you doing up in there? We have Miss Tracy out here.
Yes, doing well. Doing very well. Man, I tell you, it is such a phenomenal thing, man. We have many listeners listening to the show, and we are just we're playing music about justice all night, man. So we're enjoying ourselves.
Well, good. Well, that was a good voice. And we just want to thank you, you know, for your comments and things like that. Would you like to say something now?
Yeah.
Okay, great. All right, great. She said no. Great. Well, hold on 1 second. I'm going to a gentleman. He's got on a black beret, and he's posting up a sign right here. And I want to see what he's out here, because he's out here in the trenches. This guy is out here in the trenches, and I want to get a viewpoint from him and to see exactly what's taking place. How you doing? My name is Bobby Eaton. You're on the radio right now, and we want to ask you a couple of questions. What's your stance here?
It's simple. I'm just spreading the message of their true agenda. That's World War III and Civil War II is where we're headed.
That's where we're headed to.
That's where we're headed.
Right, great. What's your name?
My name is DeAndre.
DeAndre. Right, great. So I see you out here, World War II. And Civil War II, right?
World War III and
World
Civil War II.
Civil War, you're right, exactly. Well, man, I see you standing for a cause, and you're on the Bobby Eaton Show right now, and we just want to let you know that, hey, continue to support and do what you're doing, okay?
Great.
Take care. How you doing, sir? Great. Hey, you're on the radio right now. What's your name?
Jack.
Now, Jack, you're here. How do you feel about, are you here for the protest, or not the protest, but for the rally?
Yes.
How do you feel about it?
I don't know, being an atheist, I'm not big on prayer. I'm more big on direct action.
Direct action, okay. But
I'm always in support of communities coming together and discussing these issues and deciding what that community wants to do.
Great. Okay, well, great. Well, you know, you can always join in, and you know what I mean? Sometimes it's about the call, you know, rather than the religious aspect of stuff. Okay, great. All right, Ramal, hey, I know you're going to be having a takeoff here in a minute, right?
Yes, sir.
And I'm going to turn it back over to you, and hey, want all our listeners to continue to listen to the Bobby Eaton Show, okay?
Absolutely. Well, thank you, Bobby. We appreciate you guys for checking in with us while you're out and about. And so you guys, all of our listeners, make sure that you check them out while they are down at the Jazz Hall of Fame. And it is an amazing occasion that's going on right now. That's something that is very important and key to what we have going on. And just as you heard Bobby, Mika, and Sansa Ray speak about what's going on down there, the rally is, the Justice Rally is definitely something that is great. And as you know, the NBA ball player and Booker T. Washington High School alum, Eton Thomas is down there. Also, Reverend Al Sharpton and so many other people are down there, are standing and speaking out for a call of justice. All right. So make sure you can watch it. You can actually watch it on the news at 6 at 10 p.m. for the latest on the breaking news and to find out what all was spoken about it. And just make sure you're vigilant out there. Make sure that you're wise in everything that you do. And I'm sure that you can see on Facebook Live everything that's going on. So one of your friends, I'm sure they're on Facebook Live and they can tell you everything that's going on. All right. Hey, we appreciate you guys for listening. And of course, always make sure you check into the Bobby Eaton Show, www.blogtalkradio.com/WFUNK. My name is Ramal, the Hometown Heat. I want to thank you guys for listening to the show. And enjoy the rest of your evening and continue to trust God in everything that you do, all right? All right, you guys have a good night.